law is not there to protect criminals. It's there to protect the innocent. I was a criminal, so the law wasn't there to benefit me.
I'm Curtis Fitzsimmons Jackson.
And I'm Charlie Webster.
Let me tell you a story about two brothers. If you think this is just another narco story, you're wrong.
My brother and I, we probably easily pushed over 130, 140 tons since 1998.
We were distributing in Chicago, Illinois, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Detroit, Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York City, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Los Angeles, California, and Vancouver, British Columbia.
In the pantheon of drug prosecutions in the history of the Northern District of Illinois, this case stands at the highest level.
Sure, it's got all the action.
And I pulled the gun out. It was a 50 cal. It's already loaded. He has a box of ammunition. And he's like, go ahead and just put one in the chamber. He said, listen, I'm calling you because they got like 80 or 100 men ready to come get you. But there's a chance that you might not make it out alive.
And the drama.
I said, well, sir, I'm here because I'm here for my brother. I remember getting my knees and praying. And I said, I get my brother back. I promise I'll change my life. That's what I begged. And that's what I said.
But at the end of the day, it's about two boys born into a life they didn't choose.
Hear the incredible true story of Jay and Pete Flores, the twin brothers from Chicago who built America's biggest drug trafficking empire.
What happened? I'm at Chapo.
Chapo really liked us. Mm-hmm. They liked us. They looked at us like their sons and treated us like family.
Now we're at the table with the biggest drug lords.
And with that comes power and protection.
Power and protection.
Jay and Pete went on to become El Chapo's right-hand men.
We end up becoming the biggest cocaine suppliers or distributors for the Sinaloa cartel.
And he said, they made me write a diagram of where were we in the cartel. He writes the name Chapo. And he does little sticks. And he puts Pete and Jay.
Which part don't you understand?
Thinking about really just wanting a way out.
This story made international news because they are the reason El Chapo is now in prison. And they've never spoken publicly until now.
It was crazy what I had just proposed, like to cooperate against the biggest drugglers in the world. My brother and I had the only legal recording of Chapo Guzman they ever had.
Listen to Surviving El Chapo, the twins who brought down a drug lord, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no one else who were in our shoes that could sit next to you and tell you this. I'm alive.
This is who we are. This is my life.